Hey, this is Evidence Utopia, and this is the aftercare audio for forcing your vulnerable friend when he needs you most, specifically geared towards people who might not have as easy of a time listening to non-consent content, who might not seek it out as much, but still wanted to give this a listen in some form. So first off, if you chose not to listen to the audio, or if you chose to turn it off halfway through, or if you listened to it all the way through and didn't really find yourself engaged or enjoying it, I want to tell you that that's okay. You're not messed up for not liking it. You're not missing anything. You're not broken. It's just different people have different perspectives and things that they're into and the different things that they're not into. So I don't want you walking away feeling like, oh, I'm missing out because I can't enjoy this, or like, oh, I wish, that's not, it's like, not everybody likes the same things, right? Not everybody can like the same things, and that's okay. Something I did want to discuss was, I think this is one of those audios where I run the risk of the listener feeling like they're a bad person afterwards. So I guess it's probably good to go through. There are no Everdis and Utopias harmed in the making of this audio. This audio was created as a fantasy for, the listener to enjoy. And it should be just that, right? It should stay a fantasy. So I guess in a way, right, me posting this and also me giving, rambling this aftercare, please take this as consent from me for this audio, if that's what you need to hear. I consent to the fantasy that plays out, and to the listener's enjoyment of it, right? That's what this was made for. Even if you listened to it and didn't like it and still feel like a bad person, just please take this as permission from me to not feel like a bad person. please. It's probably a good time to talk about consent and what it constitutes and what does not constitute consent. I usually mentioned this a little bit earlier in the aftercare, but we are not going to be using the R word. I'm going to try to keep it, unless we're talking specifically about the tag, I'm going to try to keep it limited to the term of non-consent. So I found this really nice list from Planned Parenthood about what defines sexual consent. Well, I can talk. And they have five criteria that need to be fulfilled, right? The first one is it's reversible, specific, informed, enthusiastic, and freely given, right? So reversible means that you can change your mind at any time, right? You're always allowed to rescind consent. Specific means that consent to one action does not mean consent to another. So if you consent to holding hands, that doesn't mean you consent to being kissed. If you consent to being kissed, that does not mean you consent to having sex, so on and so forth, right? Just because you consent to one thing doesn't give somebody the right to do everything to you if you don't consent to it. The third one is informed. So basically, if you both consent to something, but there's some trickery involved, maybe somebody takes off a condom or something halfway without telling you, right? That's not consent. Enthusiastic means that you are excited and actively want to participate in what is about to happen. So not just saying yes because you're tired of saying no, not coerced, not just being bullied into it, right? Not being forced to say yes, right? Saying yes because you actively want to. And then the last bit is freely given, meaning you're not pressured or making a choice under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And so I like this list a lot because I think the audio is a pretty clear-cut act of non-consent, pretty obvious, right? But I think it can be helpful sometimes for us to break down the individual components of that non-consent and talk about why they constitute non-consent. I want to do this for a couple of reasons. The first is because I think it can be helpful for people to hear sometimes. I think there are people out there who will, like, who don't understand what consent or non-consent are. And it can just be helpful for them to hear it sometimes. I also hope that it gets the message across that, like, I try very hard to have a clear understanding of what constitutes consent and that I don't stand at all for non-consent. Again, right, this audio was meant to be fantasy. I've given my full consent for participation in the fantasy by posting it and by telling you here. But, like, I wouldn't stand for something like this in real life, right? If it weren't, if it were outside of the confines of, like, a safe, agreed upon fantasy, right? Like, this is not something that is okay. But yeah, so like there's alcohol involved in this audio. So like, and like alcohol and sex can get really complicated. And I'm not an expert on this topic. You should not take my word as law on this, but like obviously if one is inebriated and unable to like control their own actions or thoughts, then they're not able to give consent, right? Because, you know, they're not properly informed, they're not like enthusiastic, they're inebriated. This is a really complicated topic because I do believe there's also an argument to be made for like consenting adult partners who have agreed both before, during, and after to like have drunk sex, right? And this is not something that I feel educated enough to like make a statement on. I just think that there's an argument out there and it's worth thinking about, right? But I think that's very important that, as I said, that conversation needs to happen both before, during, and after, right? Somebody agrees to have drunk sex but then doesn't want to have it while they're drunk, then that's them rescinding their consent. And therefore, they should be allowed to have that boundary. Same for if you agree before and during to have drunk sex, but then afterwards, like, realize that, you know, you were really not into it, right? I think that, I would say that counts as a rescinding of consent, right? Because, as I said, like, I don't know, it's complicated. It's complicated, but just so we're clear, like, I think I would say in my head canon, even the kissing in this audio was non-consensual because I would define the listener as the speaker character, my character as, you know, as drunk at that point. I don't think he was in control. I think he was being taken advantage of. So yeah, that's one component that I want to talk about, right? Another one I want to talk about is reversible. You know, my character kind of, like, is into the kissing at first, right? He likes it. He likes being kissed for whatever reason, right? And, but he's into it. He likes it. But that doesn't mean that he has to continue liking it. That doesn't mean that he owes anybody the continued consent, right? And just like him, you are allowed to rescind that consent anytime you want. Just because you agree to something at first and then, if you agree to something at first, you're still allowed to be uncomfortable with it later and then be like, hey, I don't want this anymore. And that's kind of like one of the things that I'm like, I hope this is helpful for you to hear. It's like, you're allowed to say, hey, I no longer want this. And that should be a boundary that should be observed and respected. The other one that I really wanted to go through is, specificity, specific, right? He consents to the kissing in this audio, quote unquote, right? If you set aside the alcohol, right? Maybe there's consent there. In my head, I think that even without the alcohol, he would have kind of originally consented to the kissing, which I think is allowed because I made the character. So I think I'm allowed to define those things. If I were making the audio without alcohol, I would still have him consent to the kissing, only to rescind it later. I think that was a lot of the point. But like, just because he consents to that kissing doesn't mean that he consents to, you know, having his pants taken off and having oral sex performed on him, or the writing and stuff like that. And so hopefully that's helpful as a definition, right? Because like the same goes for you, right? If you consent to an action, like that doesn't automatically mean that somebody else is allowed to take that consent and apply it to other things. So yeah. the last part, right? Like he maybe in some twisted way, like he benefited from the situation. Maybe this helps him with his emotional state, but like that doesn't, like the whole thing is like, I almost named this audio, forcing your vulnerable best friend because you know he needs it. And just even if like somebody is forced into a situation that they later enjoy, doesn't negate the fact that they were forced into it in the first place. You know? So hopefully that's clear. Hopefully it makes sense that, you know, you're allowed to have boundaries and specificity, I guess, right? In those boundaries. I guess the last thing, again, I want to bring it back to the beginning, which is basically, I'm okay. My voice is a little tired. I'm a little physically tired. Get some water. But I'm okay. I made this audio of my own volition. And it is my hope that, you know, people understand that it is still a consensual fantasy that I'm engaging in, and then the last thing is just, again, since again this is the aftercare specifically for people who aren't as into like non-consent topics, or like may struggle with them a little bit more, first off, hopefully like the definition rundown is helpful. I think sometimes people, oh, this is how I want to phrase it. I've been thinking for weeks about how I want to phrase this. And I think it's not the perfect way, but I think sometimes people sell themselves short on their experiences. I think sometimes people are like, oh, like, well, I didn't have this thing happen to me, therefore, like, I was not, you know, I didn't have non-consent performed on me. But, like, I think that's why I go to the trouble of defining all of this stuff, is because I want people to know, like, I don't want people to be fooled into thinking that they were given consent, ever. I want people to understand what kind of boundaries that they deserve. I want people to understand that they should be allowed to think about and exercise those boundaries. But yeah, so if you didn't like this, for the non-consent like subject matter, that's okay. I think that's fine. You don't owe me any enjoyment of this. You don't owe me the listen, right? You don't owe me anything. I want that to be very clear. And if you know, listened to just the aftercare audio, then as always, you're welcome here. I want you to know that this community is supposed to still be a welcoming and safe place for you. It's supposed to be a welcoming and safe place for everybody to come and explore themselves. So you were included in that. I just want you to know. So yeah. Thanks for hanging out. I guess we'll see you in the next one. Bye.